the UK report.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. We haven't talked about this, but they are lining up in the Conservative Party against Theresa May, and now she has accused Moscow of meddling. What's all this about, Adam?
Yes, there is this stalking horse kind of notion that somebody at some point might mount a leadership challenge. But frankly, yeah, they're lining up very quietly, really, not putting their names to it. But
who do you reckon? Who do you reckon? I mean, you observe this all the time. Who is the contender?
Well, it's probably not somebody that would immediately spring to mind, but I know Philip Hammond has ambitions, Michael Gove has ambitions, Boris Johnson clearly has ambitions, maybe he's a bit almost too public a figure. It's probably not one of those, in the same way that John Smith, Tony Blair, even David Cameron came through in their respective parties and weren't necessarily front runners until they took over, and indeed Theresa May. But yeah, it's very interesting that she had a bash at Russia, because this is less than 48 hours after Donald Trump praised the honesty and trustworthiness of Vladimir Putin, and our prime minister said exactly the opposite. She said, well, without offering evidence, nonetheless, she said, Moscow is busy putting in fake stories to sow discord in the West. She says President Putin's government is trying to undermine free societies and has meddled in Western elections. The Russians aren't necessarily taking this lying down, but it adds a little bit of spice, shall we say.
Yeah, indeed.
Boris Johnson's going to Russia next month as well.
Number 10 in the news for perhaps the wrong reasons.
Well, yeah, another day, another accusation of sexual harassment. And I don't know, you get the feeling there's a lot of this bottled up, a lot of this bad behaviour waiting to come out, or at least the details waiting to come out. And the latest claim is of sexual assault at number 10 Downing Street. A TV producer, Daisy Goodwin, she created the hit series Victoria, which is quite popular here. She says that while she was on a visit to 10 Downing Street, she was groped by a government official. She says she reacted with a sort of Lady Bracknell sense of high dudgeon and indignation, and then sort of carried on. And she asked a good question to Daisy Goodwin. Was she right to keep calm and carry on, or should she have screamed something from the rooftops? It feels a bit late, but there again, you know, this stuff has to be outed, I guess.
I love the way you say a Lady Bracknell response. Oscar Wilde would be very happy with you. All right, Adam Gilchrist in London.